for instance, into the structure. So the extra cations then simply to provide charge neutrality to the unit. Our example then for the orthokinase, the potassium version of feldspar then, looking at the charge on this, you end up with the 1 minus, and as a result, we have to put a 1 plus there to balance it. The SiO4 4 minus unit has got covalent bonds holding the oxygens to the silicon. So when we rip apart one of these silicates or the aluminosilicates, what happens is that monomer unit ends up in solution briefly. It's highly reactive. The silicic acid rapidly reforms into another mineral. So that's how you end up reforming quartz, for instance, is you take an aluminosilicate. It's intrinsically much less stable at the surface of the planet than where it was formed down deep. So this is why we get a lot of chemical weathering, is you take something formed under high pressure temperature conditions in the crust, you bring it to the surface of the planet where there's a very high oxygen concentration, down there there's zip, and then you add water to the equation, a bit of carbonic acid, then these structures which were stable down there now are not stable, so they fall apart. When they fall apart, they then release that monomeric unit. The polymeric silicates then are formed by joining together the SiO4 4-